The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Well, it's the weekend. Thanks be to God. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. Saturday of the second week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children, the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The general instruction of the Roman Missal designates January 22nd as a particular day of prayer and penance. In all dioceses of the United States of America, January 22nd shall be observed as a particular day of prayer for the full restoration of the legal guarantee of the right to life and of penance for all violations to the dignity of the human person committed through acts of abortion. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for all those suffering from religious discrimination and persecution. May their own rights and dignity be recognized, which originate from being brothers and sisters in the human family. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today's Gospel could hardly be shorter, but likewise it could hardly be more dramatic, because it involves two really bad, false things. The first is considering that Jesus was mad. The second was trying to take control of him. What could be worse? Calling God made man mad and trying to control God made man. As it's so brief, let's read the whole gospel. Jesus went home, and once more such a crowd collected that they could not even have a meal. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to take charge of him, convinced he was out of his mind. Jesus, they wanted to take charge of you. But isn't that often the way? Haven't we seen that often even in the life of the church? People who think Christianity is madness and who want to take control of it. History shows so many attempts by political power to control religion. And alas, that has also happened in Catholicism. The church achieved what seemed a great triumph, to convert, to win over the empire and the emperor. But this often led the empire and emperor to meddle in the church, to try to control it. We know that again and again, giving oneself to God can seem madness to a worldly attitude. Why give up everything in this world? Why fast? Why be poor? Why be chaste? It makes no sense to someone without faith. When St. Francis wanted to live radical poverty, it seemed madness to his father. They had a big argument which led Francis to strip off all his clothes, give them to his father, and walk out. Giving oneself to God could seem madness. Why renounce a good career, a comfortable lifestyle, to become a priest, for example, or to give oneself to God in lay celibacy? But God has a different logic. As St. Paul tells us, for the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Men often complain that women are illogical. Women answer that it's not being illogical, it's just a different logic. Well, that can certainly be said of God. His logic can be beyond ours, different. So, for example, when he asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, he had it all planned. He was testing Abraham, but also wanted to show us through this episode that he didn't want human sacrifice. And that can happen with us, Lord God. At times you ask us things that don't seem to make sense, but we know you know what you're doing. Jesus, we want to share in your madness. We want to give ourselves so much to others that we don't have time for ourselves. What beautiful madness, what holy madness. To sacrifice ourselves, our time, our leisure, even our food for others. And there's always something necessarily mad about love. Lovers do crazy things. Saint Jose Maria used to talk about this. He'd say how at the beginning of Opus Dei, when he taught what was then the revolutionary idea that all people, including lay people, are called to holiness, they called him mad. And he'd say, yes, they were right. I am mad, completely crazy, madly in love with God. And again, we ask you, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, through the intercession of Saint Jose Maria, to give us a share of that holy madness. Indeed, Saint Jose Maria found it amusing that for a while during the Spanish Civil War, he had to hide in a lunatic asylum. I say amusing, really it was amusing later, not at the time. At the time it was very difficult. The Republican government was killing priests, and so to save his life, he had to take refuge in an asylum, where the director, who was a good man, received him. But later he'd joke about that and say he was really mad. And he also did the crazy things lovers do. There's that lovely point in The Way, for example. Crazy. Yes, I saw you in the bishop's chapel, alone so you thought, as you left a kiss on each newly consecrated chalice and paten, so he might find them there when he came for the first time to those Eucharistic vessels. Here, this you that Saint Jose Maria is talking about is himself. As a young priest, he'd been visiting some bishop and found himself alone in the bishop's chapel where there were some chalices and patens. They'd just been blessed by the bishop and were ready to be used for the first time at Mass. So Saint Jose Maria left a kiss on each one, so that when bread and wine were consecrated in them, and they became the body and blood of Jesus, the first thing our Lord would find there would be Saint Jose Maria's kiss. Jesus, we want to show that same madness to you, to do those crazy things for you, those crazy things that only lovers do. Interestingly, in Eastern Christianity, particularly in the Orthodox churches, there's a tradition of holy fools. For example, in the Russian Orthodox Church, you get the figure of the Yorodovy, the holy fool. I apologize to any Russian speakers if my pronunciation was completely wrong. Well, this holy fool, as one website explains, is one who acts intentionally foolish in the eyes of men, who feigns insanity, pretends to be silly, or who provokes shock or outrage by his deliberate unruliness. The Eastern Orthodox Church holds that holy fools voluntarily take up the guise of insanity in order to conceal their perfection from the world and thus avoid praise. As another site puts it, a holy fool acts with imaginary insanity to reveal the insanity of the world. I remember reading a novel in which one such fool goes around throwing stones at buildings to chase away demons from them. A famous Russian holy fool was Saint Xenia of Saint Petersburg. A fool for Christ who in the early 18th century in Russia became a widow when her husband, a military officer, died suddenly. A young widow with no children, she gave away all her possessions to the poor and vanished from society for several years, devoting herself to spiritual struggle in monastic settings. When later she returned to St. Petersburg, she took up the life of a homeless wanderer, wearing her late husband's military uniform and answering only to his name, Andrew. She prayed alone at night in open fields, endured the extreme cold with inadequate clothing, lived among beggars, and suffered abuse from many for appearing insane. She secretly carried heavy stones at night to help with the building of a church and gave the alms she received to the poor. But she embraced her struggles with patience, abandoning pride in all its forms and praying for the soul of her departed husband. In Xenia's humility, God gave her great gifts of prayer and prophecy, and she foretold future events, such as the death of a Russian empress. During her lifetime, some recognized her holiness and sought out her blessing and guidance. After Xenia's own death at age 71, her grave became a source of miracles, with many people taking dirt and even pieces of a stone slab from it as a blessing. Now, I'm sure that Saint Xenia was really holy, and this was good for her and for the people of her time. But I don't recommend you to do this, or to act in such an extraordinary, even extravagant way. This is not the madness that I'm encouraging you to have, my friend. If anything, we have to act in an ordinary, natural way, and not be odd. But being ordinary and normal is not conforming to the corruption and mediocrity around us. Indeed, Saint Paul tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Yes, indeed, we might on occasions have to stand out, to dare to be different. For example, when everyone's getting drunk, we don't, and people call us boring. When others are cheating to get on, we refuse to do so, and they consider this madness. This is the same, the holy madness you ask from us, Jesus. One example of madness comes from today's first reading, where we see David weeping over the death of his friend Jonathan and the king Saul. Now, it makes a lot of sense for him to weep over Jonathan, who was a good, loyal friend to him and saved his life on various occasions. But who did Jonathan save David's life from? From Saul. How on earth could David weep over Saul? The man who tried to kill him a number of times, the man who chased him into the desert, who made his life a misery. And the death of Saul opened the way for David to become king. So it seems madness that David would weep over Saul. But that's the mercy and forgiveness God asks of us. Forgiving our persecutors, being genuinely sorry for their misfortune, is madness in human eyes. But it's God's madness which we want to share off. The French have a lovely and much better form of the saying, the more the merrier. They say, plus il y a des fous, plus on rit. The more madmen there are, the more you laugh. We ask you, Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to increase the number of mad men and mad women in the Church. May there be many, many Christians who share that divine madness, which is folly to the world, but which makes much more sense than human wisdom. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you.
Holy God, we praise thy name. That is Russ Rentler on a variety of acoustic instruments with the lead on hammered dulcimer. 17 past the hour on Saturday, January 22nd, 2022, the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin our liturgical day now, joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into God's rest.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Through the desert, his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever.
He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant, their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever.
And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Lord, show me your ways.
Teach me to walk in your footsteps.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Observe the month of Abib by keeping the Passover of the Lord your God, since it was in the month of Abib that he brought you by night out of Egypt. You shall offer the Passover sacrifice from your flock or your herd to the Lord your God in the place which he chooses as the dwelling place of his name. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. For 7 days you shall eat with it only unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, that you may remember as long as you live the day of your departure from the land of Egypt. For in frightened haste you left the land of Egypt. Nothing leavened may be found in all your territory for 7 days, and none of the meat which you sacrificed on the evening of the first day shall be kept overnight for the next day. You may not sacrifice the Passover in any of the communities which the Lord your God gives you, only at the place which he chooses as the dwelling place of his name, and in the evening at sunset, on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt, shall you sacrifice the Passover. You shall cook and eat it at the place the Lord your God chooses. Then in the morning you may return to your tents. For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh there shall be a solemn meeting in honor of the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any sort of work. You shall count off 7 weeks, computing them from the day when the sickle is first put to the standing grain. You shall then keep the Feast of Weeks in honor of the Lord your God, and the measure of your own free will offering shall be in proportion to the blessing the Lord your God has bestowed on you. In the place which the Lord your God chooses as the dwelling place of his name, you shall make merry in his presence, together with your son and daughter, your male and female slave, and the Levite who belongs to your community, as well as the alien, the orphan, and the widow among you. Remember that you too were once slaves in Egypt, and carry out these statutes carefully. You shall celebrate the Feast of Booths for 7 days, when you have gathered in the produce from your threshing floor and winepress. You shall make merry at your feast, together with your son and daughter, your male and female slave, and also the Levite, the alien, the orphan, and the widow who belong to your community. For 7 days you shall celebrate this pilgrim feast in honor of the Lord your God, in the place which he chooses, since the Lord your God has blessed you in all your crops and in all your undertakings. You shall do naught but make merry. 3 times a year, then, every male among you shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths. No one shall appear before the Lord empty-handed, but each of you with as much as he can give, in proportion to the blessings which the Lord your God has bestowed on you. Your feast must be a time of rejoicing for you and your son and your daughter, for the Levite too and the stranger, for the orphan and the widow.
And then the Lord will bless you and fill you with joy.
See, even now, over the mountain, the messenger of good tidings comes. Peace, he cries out. Rejoice, Judah, and celebrate your feasts.
And then the Lord will bless you and fill you with joy.
A Treatise Against the Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. The oblation of the Church, which the Lord taught was to be offered throughout the whole world, has been regarded by God as a pure sacrifice, and is acceptable to Him. Not that He needs sacrifice from us, but the one who makes the offering himself receives glory in his offering, provided that his gift is accepted. Through a gift, both honor and love are shown to a king. The Lord wants us to make our offering in all sincerity and freedom from sin. He declared this when he said, "When therefore you offer your gift at the altar, and remember that your brother holds something against you, leave your gift before the altar, and first go and be reconciled with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift." We must offer God the first fruits of His creation. As Moses said, "You will not come empty-handed into the presence of the Lord your God." In showing gratitude to God for His gifts, man is to be accounted pleasing to God, and so receive the honor that comes from God. It is not oblations, as such, that have met with disapproval. There were oblations of old. There are oblations now. There were sacrifices among the people of Israel. There are sacrifices in the church. Only the kind of oblation has been changed. Now it is offered by free men, not by slaves. There is one and the same Lord. But the character of an oblation made by slaves is distinctive. So too that of an oblation made by sons. Their oblations bear the mark of freedom. With God, there is nothing without purpose, nothing without its meaning and reason. Thus, the people of Israel used to dedicate tithes of their possessions. But those who have been given freedom devote what they possess to the Lord's use. They give it all to Him, not simply what is of lesser value, cheerfully and freely because they hope for greater things, like the poor widow who put into God's treasury her whole livelihood. We must make oblation to God, and in all things be found pleasing to God the Creator, in sound teaching, in sincere faith, in firm hope, in ardent love, as we offer the first fruits of the creatures that are His. The church alone offers this pure oblation to the Creator, when it makes its offering to Him from His creation, with thanksgiving. We offer Him what is His. And so we proclaim communion and unity, and profess our belief in the resurrection of fruit and spirit. Just as bread from the earth, when it receives the invocation of God, is no longer common bread, but the Eucharist, made up of two elements, one earthly and one heavenly, so also our bodies, in receiving the Eucharist, are no longer corruptible, for they have the hope of resurrection.
The law was but a shadow of the good things to come, not a living likeness of them. With the same sacrifices repeatedly offered year after year, it can never bring men to perfection.
Christ made one offering, Himself, and by virtue of it, He made those who believe in Him holy forever.
Christ loved us and gave Himself up to death for us as an offering and sacrifice to God.
Christ made one offering, Himself, and by virtue of it, He made those who believe in Him holy forever.
Let us pray.
Almighty, ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of Your people and bestow Your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Twenty-four minutes before the hour on this day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children, Saturday, January 22, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Wish is that we'd never
On this day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children, that is a baby's prayer from Kathy Tricoli. 20 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we see that even some relatives of the Lord didn't really get it at all. It's from the third chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
Then he went home, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to seize him.
He is beside himself.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. Ad te clamamus ex vules filii, ad te suspiramus gementis et plentis, in a
liturgical gift to our Blessed Mother on this, her day of the week. Canto Cattolico is the name of the group, with Salve Regina, Hail Holy Queen. 16 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, January 22nd, 2022, the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, and today is the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
As light of day returns once more, with joyful voices let us sing to God of glory infinite, to Christ our Lord for all his grace, through whom the great Creator's will called day and night from nothingness, appointing them successive law, till time itself shall pass away. True light of every faithful soul, unfettered by the law of old, no shades of night can fall that dim your dazzling and undying light. O Father, uncreated light, be with us as the hours go by, that we may please your Son this day, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Amen.
As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity.
As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works.
May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. Extol the greatness of our God.
Extol the greatness of our God. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instructions soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways, a faithful God without deceit, how just and upright he is.
Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you?
Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God, while the Lord's own portion was Jacob. His hereditary share was Israel.
He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye.
As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Extol the greatness of our God.
How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation.
How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation. How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arrange, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man, that you care for him.
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Bless your persecutors. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same attitude toward all. Put away ambitious thoughts and associate with those who are lowly. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
To sing as I ponder your goodness.
To praise you with song.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace.
Let us celebrate the kindness and wisdom of Christ. He offers his love and understanding to all men, especially to the suffering. Let us earnestly pray to him.
Perfect us in love, Lord.
This morning we recall your resurrection.
And we long for the benefits of your redemption.
Perfect us in love, Lord. Grant that we bear witness to you today, Lord.
And offer an acceptable gift to the Father through you.
Perfect us in love, Lord. Enable us to see your image in all men.
And to serve you in them.
Perfect us in love, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the true vine, and we are the branches.
Allow us to remain in you, to bear much fruit, and to give glory to the Father.
Perfect us in love, Lord.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, we praise you with our lips and with our lives and hearts. Our very existence is a gift from you. To you we offer all that we have and are. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
The weekend is here. Keep it holy. Go to Mass tomorrow. Morning Air, the Saturday edition, is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out now and make this a great holy day and a great holy weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.